The first letter to Timothy, chapter 3. Regarding overseers and deacons. If someone aspires to the overseer's ministry, he is, without a doubt, looking for a noble task. It is necessary that the overseer or bishop be beyond reproach, the husband of one wife, responsible, judicious, of good manners, hospitable, and skillful in teaching. He must not be addicted to wine or quarrelsome, but gentle and peaceful, and not a lover of money, but a man whose household is well managed, with obedient and well-mannered children. If he cannot govern his own house, how can he lead the assembly of God? He must not be a recent convert, lest he become conceited and fall into the same condemnation as the devil. Moreover, he must enjoy a good reputation among the outsiders, lest people speak evil about him, and he fall into the snare of the devil. Deacons, likewise, must be serious and sincere, and moderate in drinking wine, not greedy for money. They must keep the mystery of faith with a clear conscience. Let them be first tried, and if found blameless, be accepted as deacons. In the same way, the women must be conscientious, not given to gossip, but reserved and trustworthy. A deacon must be a husband of one wife and must know how to guide his children and manage his household. Those who serve well as deacons will win honorable rank with authority to speak of Christian faith. I give you these instructions, although I hope I will see you soon. If I delay, you will know how you ought to conduct yourself in the household of God, that is, the Church of the Living God, which is the pillar and foundation of the truth. How great indeed is the mystery of divine blessing! He was shown in the flesh and sanctified by the Spirit, presented to the angels and proclaimed to all nations. The world believed in him. He was taken up in glory.